A little more than a decade ago, 50 finely woven Marshallese pandanus mats, or jacquied, were uncovered in the Bishop Museum repository. These rare mats were 150 to 200 years old, says Irene Tafaki, director of the University of the South Pacific in the Marshall Islands.
The Bishop Museum kindly gave us photographs of the jacquied in their collection, and we made it into a presentation in Majuro in 2006. And the women were stunned and overawed because they didn't realize that their forebears had created such beautiful work.
Like many Pacific Islanders, the Marshallese wove pandanus leaves into jacqui or mats used for sleeping, sitting, and traditional women's clothing. But since World War II, Marshallese women began wearing Western clothing.
Just like in Hawaii, the shift from traditional practice to using Western materials, you know, the loss of the traditional weaving techniques was more evident because they put that aside and took on, you know, Western clothing that they didn't have to make the clothes anymore.
Marcus Hanalei Marzan is a cultural advisor and fiber arts specialist at the Bishop Museum.
In the late 1990s, there was only 4 weavers left that knew how to weave this kind of traditional clothing.
Tafaki helped spearhead the Marshallese Weaving Cultural Restoration Project 12 years ago. The project includes an apprenticeship program in the Marshall Islands and an annual exhibition and auction for participating weavers. Jawin Jerirung is from Ebon in the Marshall Islands. She is one of 15 Marshallese weavers whose jacquied were on display for the exhibition and auction held this year for the first time at the Bishop Museum. Jerirung says the inspiration for her mats came from the pride she has for her home island. Ione de Broome, mayor of Ebon, also flew in for the exhibition.
I feel very, very proud that my island is represented here, and I hope that this will encourage the other young girls like her to do more of this.
Since the project began in 2006, the Marshallese weaving community has grown from 4 to more than 200 women throughout the Marshall Islands. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.